Coffee and Faith with Rachel Reaver.
Do you want to hear the complexity of being a coach and a Christian? I believe you can create a life and career on your terms. You can own your life, your time, your joy, but God is at the center of it all. If you try and control too much of it, you'll lose it all. And yet, if we don't take initiative and ownership of our time, energy, relationships, career, finances, we are just existing. Not producing, not co-creating, not living the brilliant life that God has called us to. He who tries to save his life loses it. This truth and complexity has never been more clear than when I became a mama for the first time. I had a relatively successful career, business, and life. I thought I could handle stuff. And frankly, being a bit of a control freak kind of worked for me. My brand was even called Life on Her Terms because I so passionately believed, and still do, that you can create a life on your terms with one decision. Then I met Michael, my baby, who was precious and also cheeky, tenacious, and ever so demanding. And he did not want to sleep, especially when I had coaching calls and business to do. It was like life on baby's terms, and I felt totally out of control and at times defeated. I went to God plenty of times crying, "How can I achieve my purpose with this baby? And why didn't you give me a sleeping, placid child?" Talk about eating humble pie. The control that had worked for me so well in previous years was not going to work this time. I wasn't in the driver's seat. I had to go with the flow, let go, and let God show me what this season was all about. It was about letting go and showing up where I was needed. It was about trusting God with the big stuff while I did the small stuff in daily life. It was about letting go of my ego that wanted to produce, to achieve, to show I was still goal-slaying even with a baby in tow. It was about surrendering this time and season to God so He could use it and give me the space I needed to be a mother and learn the lessons I needed to, and am still learning. Do I still have control issues? Yep. It's something I check in with God regularly about. But I know that as long as I am letting God in the driver's seat, I can breathe and sit on the passenger seat for a while. If there's an area you're struggling to take control in, just consider this. Are you trying to take control from God? If you need some coaching or God-sense advice just to remind you of His truth, I'd love to hear from you. Email rachel@rachelreva.com with your coaching question, and I'll provide some support in an upcoming segment. I'm here, so reach out if you need a reset today.